This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Taliban say they have taken control of Hanshir province, north of Kabul, the Afghan capital. The province was the last holdout of anti-Taliban forces in the country and the only province the Taliban had not seized during their sweep last month. Thousands of Taliban fighters overran eight districts of Hanshir overnight, according to witnesses from the area. The anti-Taliban fighters had been led by a former vice president and the son of an iconic anti-Taliban fighter. Mutinous soldiers in the West African nation of Guinea have detained the president, Alpha Condé, in an apparent coup. A video of the president in military custody was released after hours of heavy gunfire broke out Sunday near the presidential palace in the capital. An army colonel also seized the public airwaves, telling the nation that Condé's government is dissolved and the constitution is invalid. The defense ministry initially claimed the attack had been thwarted. Condé had been in power for more than a decade, but he saw his popularity wane and plummet after he sought the third term last year, saying the term limits did not apply to him. In Thailand's worst coronavirus surge yet, lockdown measures have reduced what little Bangkok's have-nots had to zero. Their plight has given rise to volunteer groups working to ensure the poor survive. There's no option to go home in Myanmar for some who were there. The volunteers have supplied more than food. They brought oxygen to patients and more. This is VOA News. Most of New Zealand will move out of lockdown on Tuesday, except for the largest city of Auckland, which will remain in the strictest type of lockdown until at least next week, according to the government. The nation has been battling an outbreak of the Delta variant of the coronavirus since last month. All recent cases have been found in Auckland. That includes 20 that were found on Monday. Mexican border agents and police have broken up a caravan of hundreds of migrants who had set out from southernmost Mexico. It was the fourth such caravan officials have raided in recent days. The group of about 800 was made up largely of Central Americans, Haitians, Venezuelans, and Cubans. They'd been at a basketball court about 40 kilometers from the border city, where they had been kept awaiting processing by Mexican immigration officials. Shortly before dawn, however, immigration agents, backed by police with anti-riot gear, went into the crowd, pushing many into trucks and sending others fleeing altogether. The Tokyo Paralympics closed to an end a saga that began 8 years ago when the Japanese capital was named the host city by the International Olympic Committee. Paralympics ended a 13-day run in a circus-like ceremony at the National Stadium. The Olympics closed almost a month ago, and they were unprecedented Olympics and Paralympics. They were postponed for a year and marked by footnotes and asterisks, and no fans except for a few outlying venues away from Tokyo during the Olympics, and a few thousand school children who were allowed into Paralympic venues. Recapping one of our top stories, the Taliban now say that they have, in fact, taking control of Panjshir province, which is north of Kabul, the capital. The province was the last holdout of anti-Taliban forces in the country, the only province the Taliban had not seized during their sweep last month when U.S. forces pulled out of the region. Thousands of Taliban fighters overran eight districts overnight, according to witnesses there. The anti-Taliban fighters had been led by a former vice president, who was also the son of an iconic anti-Taliban fighter, Ahmad Shah Massoud. He was killed just days before the 9/11 attacks in the United States. More at VOAnews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.